Hi there. Windows 10 is our latest offering from Microsoft. It's an amazing new operating system, and what I really love about it is that you're able to run the same applications from your PC, tablet, as well as in your Windows mobile device. Now, in this specific tutorial, we're going to be taking a look at the importance of creating a Microsoft account on the device itself, as well as on your Windows desktop. So as you can see over here, this is what a Lumia device would look like as soon as you switch it on. It would want you to specify your preferred language of communication as well as where you're from in terms of your region. So at this point, all I'm going to do now is choose English South Africa, and then I will also select my country of residence. At this point, it will be South Africa. And all I do now is I hit the next button. Once you've saved the language and the region, it will then save those settings and then reboot the phone. And then it will come back up with this message saying, welcome back. And now we're getting to the basics of setting up this Microsoft account. So all I'm going to do at this point is just hit the next button in the bottom right corner. And then it will ask me to connect to a specific network. For this creation of the Microsoft account, I will then connect to a Wi-Fi connection. So I hit the next button. And then as you can see over here, it'll basically show you all the terms and conditions of the new device you'll be using. I will accept them. And then from here, this is when we need to start specifying information quite correctly. So at this point, it can pick up my time zone, the date of today, as well as the time. Since everything is in order, all I do is I hit the next button as well. And at this point, as you can see, it's going to ask me to connect to a wireless network. Now, for some consumers, you will find that if you do have an active SIM card which has data, you will then be able to use that. Otherwise, in my scenario, I will connect to a Windows device. I connect to the wireless network, and this is quite essential when setting up a Microsoft account. It would need you to have an online connection. As you can see now, my device is connected to the Wi-Fi, and all I do now is I will go on to the next page. So since we are connected to the Wi-Fi now, you will see that on the next page, it'll basically just highlight a few things that will help you in terms of your Microsoft account, that it'll give you certain features that you can actually find your phone if ever it goes missing. But at the same time, by creating this account, you're actually telling Microsoft what are your preferences, and it just helps to make the experience quite more personal. So from here, all I'm going to do now is hit the bottom right button, which says Express. And this is a setting which I've allowed myself into. And as you can see, right at the top over there, when it says keep your life in sync, it means that this Microsoft account will not only serve as an email account, but it gives you access to Microsoft services such as Skype, OneDrive, Xbox, as well as access to the store. Not forgetting that it'll give you this experience just from creating the account. Without it, you are not able to access these services. So as you can see on this page, we have two options. One that allows you to create a new account and one which allows you to sign in. So for any consumer who has an existing Hotmail, Live account, even an Outlook account, at this point would just need to sign in, which will require of you to put in your username and your password. For those of you who do not have a new account and this is your first time creating one, you then have the option on the device as you can see it. So we select the option that says create one. And once you've selected that option, you will see that it's now going to take us through the procedure of creating an email account, the traditional way we know how to do this account. It will just require a few details, and it's in the best interest of the consumer to put in as much information as they can, as this will enable them to have a good experience. So here we are on the page for creating this new account. So at this point, you just need to put in these details. Thank you. once I'm here, by my preferences, I can actually take and untick what I do want to receive from Microsoft. And at this point, it's going to give me a few options. Get the latest information regarding Windows Phone, promotional offers as well. And to enhance my online experience, that's a setting you have by default. However, as a consumer, you can pick and choose what's more applicable to you. In my case, I like to be informed. I will take everything I see on that page. And all I do now, next button once again. As you can see now, once I've actually selected my preferences, I now get onto this page where it says OneDrive. And OneDrive is our online cloud storage facility. And just for creating the account, I do get 15 gigs of online storage. And at this point, it's asking me would I like to automatically upload my photos and videos to OneDrive. As you can see, you have the option of saying not now, because some consumers may be data conscious. It might be heavy on data. For those of you who are not too wary about data, then you can always select the option and all you have to do is hit the next button. This will symbolize the fact that you're actually agreeing to the terms and conditions. As you can see now, it's letting us know that we've almost done setting up the device. And then from here, it'll actually bring us closer to starting to experience the full experience of a Windows mobile device. So I'm just going to say next over here. And then it'll take a few moments to say thank you for using the device. And since it's all polite, I will then hit the next button once again. And then it'll take me to our landing page on the device. Now that I've showed you guys the step-by-step of how to actually create this Microsoft account on a mobile device, I would like now to take it further and show you guys how to set up the same Microsoft account on a desktop. And once you've created it on a desktop, all it means now is that when you come back to the device, you can actually sign in with the same account or whichever is easier for you. Once you get to your desktop, all you need to do is go to your dedicated browser. Since we're using Windows 10 here, we're using Microsoft Edge. So all I'm going to do now is type out the URL for where we can actually set up this account, and it would be outlook.com. All I'm going to do now is go to that page, and you will get a page that looks like this over here. For those of you who have an account, this is where you would simply sign in, put in your username and your password. But as you can see over here, it also gives you the option of signing up for this account now, and it's relatively easy. So all we do is we select that option that says sign up now. Then the page will take us to something very similar to what we did on the device. Now, because it's a Microsoft account, here are the benefits. First of all, you would then have this user interface that shows you that you can actually use it as an email account. Otherwise, if you go to this top left corner over here, where you see it says outlook.com, if I press on that, it now shows me all the benefits in a nice holistic overview. So first of all, yes, I have the email account, which I can use for my mails. Secondly, when I start saving my contact numbers on the device, it will then go to the section where it says people. So now my numbers are no longer saved on the SIM card or the device itself, as this may get damaged or I might lose the device. If ever I need somebody's phone number, I can actually go online and find that phone number here. It will also keep my calendar entries in sync. And if you look at OneDrive, like I said, just for creating the Microsoft account, you will get 15 gigs. And if you activate your camera roll backup, you'll get an additional 15 gigs. While we're on this topic, I feel that it's important for our customers to also be aware that in early 2016, there will be changes made regarding the storage capacity and additional services. However, for all existing consumers, you will be notified in time regarding those changes. However, moving on to what you get with the Microsoft account is that you also are able to now do some documents offline if you don't have the Microsoft Office Suite on your desktop. And this is a nice way to always stay connected with your information. Not forgetting, once you have the Microsoft account, you have access to the store as well for your applications, Microsoft services, and most importantly, your online cloud storage facility on OneDrive. Now that I've shown you guys how to set up the Microsoft account on your mobile device, as well as your desktop, it's important to understand that the Microsoft account will give you full access to our cloud-based services, such as Office Online, which consists of Word, PowerPoint, as well as Excel. In addition to that, you also have full access to OneDrive, where you can back up what's most important to you, such as your pictures, videos, documents. On the device itself, it also gives you access to the store, where you're able to download all your favorite applications, to games as well. And now, into the next tutorial, what I'll be showing you guys is how to basically personalize your Windows mobile device.